Johnny Hodges playing The Jeep Is Jumpin'. Now, Daydream.
This is the Voice of America broadcasting worldwide with live coverage of the flight of Apollo 16. For a description of early activities of the first extra-vehicular excursion, we take you to VOA space correspondent Rhett Turner at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
The astronauts have decided to go ahead just a few minutes early with the first extra-vehicular excursion. John Young and Charlie Duke have mounted their backpacks, their portable life support systems. And John is crawling out of the hatch now at this moment. They have already depressurized the spacecraft. It's a delicate operation for Young to back out feet first out of the lunar module Orion for this fifth lunar landing and excursion. The communication is very scratchy because the high-gain antenna on the lunar module is not operating. The communication is coming back by what is called an omnidirectional antenna, being picked up by the big 85-foot dish in Madrid, Spain at this hour, and being relayed here. Let's listen to the astronauts, and I'll try to relay what's being said through this noisy signal.
You on the ground?
No, ETB is, though.
Is touching the ground?
Yeah. Okay. And John, verify you got the Mason.
Okay.
And John, verify you got the Mason.
Oh, yeah. I got to get the Mason. Excuse me.
The Mesa. He's got to open the modular equipment storage assembly. He's being asked if he has opened it yet. He's supposed to reach over and open the Mesa before he steps off on the surface, climbs down to the bottom of the ladder. They're moving about 20 minutes ahead of the schedule as planned overnight after the late landing on the moon. That's because they were ready. They're ready to go about 20 to 25 minutes early. John Young says, okay, John Young says, Descartes, going to change your image as soon as we get Brer Rabbit back in the briar patch where you belong, he says. He's looking under the engine bell. He is obviously off on the surface. John Young is on the surface of the moon. He says all of the probes on the three, on the landing legs are broken off. They're all standing straight up, meaning they broke when they touched down. That's okay. John says we passed over a big hole when we landed. It's obviously a crater. Charlie is still inside looking out the hatch. Charlie says, how far you want me to close the hatch?
Pull it snug, Charlie.
How far do you want to pull it snug, Charlie?
You heard that instruction from Mission Control. John's opening the Mesa. There is a television camera in there. We don't believe that there's going to be a picture yet. Or if there is, it will be a very degraded one. The TV camera is mounted in the Mesa.
You can see it here. That's just great.
Now 12 minutes since they depressurized the spacecraft.
About